The town of Ladysmith works crews and local contracting companies toiled in the summer sun last week during the paving of a very bumpy and crumbling section of Simmons Street, from 4th to 6th Avenue. That section of road is one of four paving projects the town hopes to get done this year. The two blocks of Simmons Street were closed Thursday, July 3rd and Friday, July 4th for the reconstruction work. It was also closed on Monday, July 7th, for most of the day for curbing. The various locations were selected based on several factors, including condition assessment, traffic volumes, age of pavement, and condition of underlying utilities. Our works crews have an excellent sense of pavement conditions since they are driving our streets so often, said the town's Director of Infrastructure Services Tim Tanton. We usually assemble a short list of locations, run them by engineering to check utilities, and then drive out to each before deciding. Other locations on the list for repair besides the stretch of Simmons Street are Davis Road at Batty Drive, 4th Avenue and Christie Road, and the laneway from Gatacre to High Street, behind the Fox and Hounds pub. Of course, the works are all weather dependent, but at this time the next paving stretch will be 4th and Christie. It's tentatively scheduled for July 14th, Tanton said. The jobs require the removal of the existing asphalt surface and laying down all new blacktop. This is a better process for small projects like those in Ladysmith than grinding up the old asphalt and reusing it. Hot-in-place pavement recycling is a good method for very large projects, but there are quality control difficulties with small projects like ours, Tanton explained. It takes a while to fine-tune the amount of asphalt which gets added back into the mix to rejuvenate the grindings. Because of this, the method is most frequently seen on large highway projects, but not as common in municipal projects. Municipal roads often contain varying asphalt depths, ages, and patches, and that makes this variability hard to handle in the recycling process. In preparation, after the old surface is removed for paving, what is called proof rolling for soft spots is done. That involves the need to make sure that the subgrade gravel structure underneath the old asphalt is adequate to support traffic loads. This involves a heavy machine, usually a loaded dump truck, driving along the gravel, and any soft spots are identified visually. Often operators can see the ground flexing in soft spots. In solid areas, it will not move. Where soft spots are discovered, usually small in area, they must be excavated and filled with compacted gravel. Once this prep work is done, a new layer of gravel is laid on top of the subgrade and shaped to provide proper road crown to ensure good drainage. A steel drum roller compacts gravel when proper shape is achieved. Another deciding factor, in most cases, where paving needs to be done, Tanton said, is the underground services such as water, sewer, storm drains, etc. We always check underground utilities before deciding to pave. Municipalities don't want to go back in a few years and have to dig it up because of old, long-in-the-tooth services. In this stretch of road, the water, sewer, and drain pipes are not located under the pavement surface, so that helped make this location a good candidate for repaving, Tanton said. There are still crossings, of course, but we think they are in good condition. On the west side of the Simmons and 6th Avenue intersection, there is a good-sized area that the town crew has to keep maintaining that is not on the repaving schedule at this time. This is being done on purpose, as the paving of 6th Avenue will be coming in the near future as part of the larger 6th Avenue redesign project. That is currently being designed, and the underground in that area has to be dug up, and it includes that corner, so we didn't want to go back in and dig up the new pavement, Tanton said. The estimated cost of the Simmons Street repaving is $170,000.